the bathroom in a communal cell. That's one of the reasons I'm never going to jail. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow. I don't know how these guys do that.
Toe the line.
Yeah.
Toe the line.
Hey, I went to the prison where they filmed Shawshank Redemption in Mansfield, Ohio. And that's an old prison. The electricity.
I grew up 35 minutes from Mansfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is, it's a rough looking prison. It's an old prison, and now it's just used for people touring. But they actually have a real prison on the other side of it. But I wouldn't want to get locked up in that jail cell for the rest of my life. Whoa, that's keeping me from robbing banks and everything. Otherwise, I'd do it. Thank you very much, Denise. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye. A lot of the stories we use in the morning and in the afternoon, you can follow up for more details. Because on radio, you can't, you know, do hours worth. You can always read about him in Racine County, Iowa. Thank you very much for partnering with us.
I appreciate the partnership.
Yeah.
More than you know.
And you're partnered with Larry Davis. So I'm 1 degree away from you, 2 degrees away from Larry.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know you. You know Larry. Thank you, guys. And good luck with the giving. Games giving.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving, yeah. All right, it's exactly, whoa, it's 8:01. Where are we going here? Let's check news this morning at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a CBS News exclusive. Documents we've obtained show a pardoned January 6th rioter has been arrested over plans to kill a top Democrat in the House of Representatives. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
Christopher Moynihan of Dutchess County, New York, was found guilty and imprisoned in his U.S. Capitol riot case and was among more than 1,500 riot defendants pardoned by President Trump January 20th. According to local police in New York, he texted threats to murder House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries this weekend and was arrested ahead of a Jeffries event in New York City.
Officials in Atlanta say police stepped in the nick of time to stop a 48-year-old named Billy Joe Cagle from staging a mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International. He was arrested at a TSA security checkpoint. Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says they found a semi-automatic weapon with dozens of rounds in his truck.
I do believe that Mr. Cagle was headed back to his truck to retrieve it, and I do believe he was likely to use that weapon inside the crowded terminal.
Police describe Cagle as mentally challenged. They say his family made an urgent call to warn them about his plans. Not many takers for the Trump administration's offer to 9 universities for preferential access to federal funding.
The University of Arizona rejected the compact yesterday, joining Brown, Dartmouth, MIT, Penn, USC, and Virginia. Vanderbilt has expressed reservations. Only the University of Texas has suggested it might sign the deal, under which the schools would no longer consider sex and ethnicity in admissions and end programs that go against conservative ideas. USC professor Mickey Turner.
I can't see a situation where we would want to limit what we say, how we say it, and what we do as a university.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Thieves who got away with a pile of crown jewels from the Louvre in Paris are still on the run. About their choice to hit up a world-renowned museum instead of a jewelry store? CBS's Liz Palmer says it was easier.
A recent security audit noted that 35% of the rooms in the Dinan wing, where the jewels were, have no security cameras. And France's justice minister admitted the glass on the cases wasn't strong enough. The thieves were able to cut right through it.
New poll finds 1 in 10 parents say their kids play outside just once a week or less. That could be having an effect on their health, all because of worrywart moms and dads. CBS's Michael George.
A University of Michigan survey found one reason could be parental anxiety, with 40% of parents saying they get nervous when their child goes too far or climbs too high. The survey also found screen time is increasingly taking up kids' playtime.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason presented the city's financial plans, and the Common Council begins reviewing them with a finance briefing tonight. Department presentations run through Thursday with a public hearing October 30th. A final budget vote will happen on November 6th. You can review the mayor's budget address from last night on the city's YouTube page. An exploding battery at Advanced Auto Parts in Mount Pleasant sent firefighters to that store early last night. Crews cleared the air and ventilated the store with no major injuries reported. The cause of that exploding battery is still under investigation. The Milwaukee impact of the Molson cuts aren't yet known. Molson Coors is trimming its workforce, but it's not clear yet how that will hit Milwaukee. The company plans to eliminate about 400 salary jobs by the end of the year. The Caledonia Fire Department will conduct practice burns at the former South Hills Country Club this weekend. The drills will help train firefighters and prepare the site for redevelopment. The plan is to put up the South Hills Commerce Center, expected to bring 2,000 jobs. Racine businessman Will Martin announced his campaign for Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor yesterday. He previously ran for the same position in 2022. The Bucks have new gear and new food. The Milwaukee Bucks are rolling out big changes for fans at the Fiserv Forum this season. If you're going to the season opener tomorrow night, new food options will include jumbo brats, pretzel bites, and chicken al pastor tacos. There have also been upgrades to the Bucks Pro Shop. And Racine police are hosting a shoplifting prevention session at the Main Street Cop House this week. The class for business owners offers security tips and takes place Thursday morning. There's more on the police department's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
Here's the best. You ever ask someone if they know someone and then they tell you a different name? How's that possible? That happens to me all the time. I go, hey, I go, you know Mike Anderson? He goes, I know a Flip Gunderson. Did you hear me say Flip Gunderson? Sometimes they don't even have the right sex. I go, you know Mike Smith? He goes, I know a Denise Smith. I go, yeah, that's the guy. What, you got a plate in your head? What the hell's the matter with you?
as I saw her standing there. It's 8:11, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Afternoon showers today with a high near 53. Showers likely tonight, lows 42. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 52 right now. It's clear. Sun is there. It's 48 degrees at Radio Park. All right, somebody put together a list of the best witch movies out there. These are about, you know, witches who fly on brooms, things like that. Some of them are playful, and some of them are terrifying. Like, on the list is Rosemary's Baby. Terrifying. And then you got Sleeping Beauty from Walt Disney. The Blair Witch Project, another scary movie. Hocus Pocus. Bell Book and Candle, an older one from 1958, starring James Stewart, and Kim Novak. Then you got Practical Magic, The Witches of Eastwick. And finally, the biggest witch movie of all time. Do you know what it is? From 1939, The Wizard of Oz. That's the biggest one of all. Then you got the new Wicked movie coming out, the part two movie in Thanksgiving. Here's Glenn Campbell.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Whenever I can, down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks.
go down to the Boondocks. Billy Joe Royal, 818. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Did space junk hit a plane over Utah last Thursday? The odds are low, but experts are struggling to come up with another explanation. A layer of the windshield shattered its 36,000 feet glass all over the cockpit, even all over the pilot. I saw the picture of the plane. It's shattered. It was on its way from Denver to Los Angeles with 134 passengers on board. Thankfully, everyone was okay. Great. Now I got one more thing to worry about when I fly. Space junk hitting the airplane. Just what I needed, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are going through divorce proceedings. Nicole Kidman is not a terribly uncommon name, but the odds of Urban meeting a fan with that name are a bit of a stretch, especially during a live show. That's exactly what happened when Urban was playing his last show of his most recent tour in Nashville. An audience member told Urban she was Nicole Kidman. The singer pretended to faint as the crowd erupted in laughter. Good luck following that with song. Looking for a good psychological thriller as we approach Halloween? TheWrap.com just listed several in the genre that you can find on HBO this spooky season, including Silence of the Lambs, Gone Girl, and of course, The Sixth Sense. Or check out the classic Rashomon from Japanese filmmaker Akira Kurosawa. What's your favorite scary flick? I would love to know. So join the fun on Nightlight as we get closer to Halloween. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deal.
And here's that Foodie Big Deal Flash Sale. You ready? When you're craving real comfort food, nothing satisfies like hot mayos, home cooking in Racine, sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the authentic Hispanic flavors that make this hidden gem a local favorite. Every bite is packed with heart, heritage, and tradition. The perfect way to warm up your fall. Hot mayos. Now, we have a $20 certificate for only $10 at WRJN.com. Big deals. Click on the banner on WRJN.com. Look for that Foodie Special Flash Sale from Hot Amigos. And it's only good till 9 o'clock. So you got about 40 minutes left, and then it's gone. $20 for $10, only at WRJN.com. Big deal.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Yeah.
Now, if you had the 45 RPM record, here's where you had to flip it over. You know, it was 10 years ago. It was Back to the Future Day, October 21st, 2015. That was the day that Doc and Marty McFly supposedly traveled to in Back to the Future Part 2. We were promised hoverboards. Instead, 2015 was the year we got those lame balancing scooters that injured everyone and the batteries that caught fire. Yeah. When I went 10 years ago, I went to the movies to see it on the anniversary date, and we bought a copy of USA Today. That day, USA Today put out a copy that they actually used in the, that they actually, you know, they redid it, but they actually had in the movie. So if you went to the newsstands, you picked up USA Today, you actually got a copy of what they were looking at in the movie Back to the Future 2. I'm sure people never heard of the movie, didn't know what they were talking about, but I bought a whole bunch of copies of it for the anniversary date. I know you didn't understand what I said there. You have to know Back to the Future 2 to understand it. 8:25, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Eric Burdon and the Animals. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
news. Wouldn't it be nice? It's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An exploding battery sent emergency crews racing to a Mount Pleasant auto parts store early last night. South Shore fire crews were called at just before 6 to Advance Auto Parts on Washington Avenue. People inside reported having a hard time breathing after the blast. Crews were able to ventilate the store before letting anyone back in. There's no word yet on how that battery blew up. There were no major injuries. If you spot smoke rising over the Old Country Club this weekend, don't panic. The Caledonia Fire Department will be running training burns at the Old South Hills Country Club right off the interstate. Crews will start early Saturday morning and work through the afternoon. The fire chief says it's all for practice and everything is under control. Another burn is planned for next Saturday. The training site is part of the land that will be rebuilt into the South Hills Commerce Center. That's a $440 million new industrial park, bringing an estimated 2,000 jobs. A Racine woman is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from a resident at a Mount Pleasant care facility. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Ambia Yassine Spears used a patient's debit card to take nearly $2,500. Court records show Spears worked at the gardens of Mount Pleasant at the time. She's now facing theft and identity theft charges with several counts of bail jumping. A warrant had been issued for her arrest. She's now in custody. Keeping small businesses safe is the focus of a new seminar from Racine Police. The department's Main Street Cop House is hosting a training session on shoplifting prevention and merchandise security. Officer Emily Draves is a former retail loss prevention expert. She'll guide the class. It's happening Thursday morning and only 20 spots are open. There's more on the police department's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
My wife stopped buying paper towels. They're bad for the environment, which surprised me. I guess we should know paper towels are bad for the environment. They do have a lumberjack on the label. You guys always stand there like, let's destroy the ozone together. I'll clear cut this forest, you drive an SUV. If you look closely under one arm, he's smothering an owl. Obviously, we all care about the environment. Except for those people that are throwing full bags of garbage out on the highway. You ever been driving down the highway, you see a full bag of garbage? Wouldn't you love to meet that guy? I'm too lazy to empty my garbage. He's taking his for a ride. What's going on in the car? How you doing, garbage? You're getting out here! You're not talking, you're walking! You're a bit at home, you go to throw something out, you see the garbage can needs a bag. Are you like me and think, I'm gonna wait for someone else to do that. I don't know if I'm done with these orange peels yet. Later on, I might make some potpourri or something.
Don Rosen.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. Cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee.
I heard it also rained in Tallahassee, but not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, I'd give it to you world and then. You'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
Nancy Sinatra, Sugar Town. It's 8:36, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Weather-wise, we're looking for afternoon showers today with a high near 53. More showers likely tonight, lows 42. Mostly cloudy with a high near 52 tomorrow. Right now, clouds moved in. It's cloudy, 48 degrees here at Radio Park. So, a husband in Maine posted a greatest hits compilation of all the things he apologized to his wife for. Now, it's minor stuff that happens in a relationship, but when they're listed together, they sound ridiculous. Here are a few of them. Going upstairs for the night without announcing it. Applying the brakes in the car to save lives. Letting the knife touch the plate for a fraction of a second while cutting a steak. And momentarily facing her while breathing hot breath in her face. Again, alone, these don't sound bad. But when you see them listed, it's...
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. This is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace. Isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball.
can't you just feel the moon shining? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. The signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina. Of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon, and it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
Taylor, Carolina on my mind. Oh, yeah, I love that song. It's 844 Local News. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, back in 2013, an Irish guy was in New York, didn't have enough money to cover his cab fare, so he gave the cabbie an IOU for 2 pints of Guinness if he ever went to his family's pub in Dublin. Now, keep in mind, this took place in New York City, in Manhattan. So the guy took him up on it 9 years later, went to Dublin, Ireland, and the cabbie got 2 pints of Guinness. As promised in the IOU. Hey, WRJN's Foodie Deal. It's our flash sale. You ready for this? When you're craving real comfort food, nothing satisfies like Jaramillo's home cooking in Racine. We're talking sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the authentic Hispanic flavors that make this a hidden gem and a local favorite. You ready? Go to WRJN.com right now. You have 15 minutes to do it, then it's gone. Click on the Big Deals banner. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates to Jaramillo's for just $10. When it's gone, it's gone. And it's gone at 9 o'clock this morning, so get to it right now. Hey, the show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive.
Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Concerto, The Toys, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. It's 8:50 on your, what is today, Tuesday already? Wow. Afternoon showers expected today with a high near 53. Right now, the clouds moved in. It was sunny and clear this morning. Clouds coming in 48 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Hey, do you want to steal someone's magic trick and claim it's your own? Go ahead. There's actually no copyright or patent protection on any magic trick. If a magician invents a trick, anyone's free to use it. First of all, you have to figure out how it's done. And then there's an unwritten code. Most of magicians refuse to use other magicians' tricks. That's kind of nice. But, you know, it's like a comedian who says, I won't steal a joke. I don't know if you could patent jokes or copyright jokes either. Because I think comedians steal jokes a lot. It's 851. Not that I'm going to steal anybody's magic trick. Oh, by the way, pick a card. It's 851 at WRJN.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
8:55, you were on my mind. 8:56, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, later on today, Kurt Ballman at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and he will have his very famous 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits today, the year 1966. Whoa, can't wait for that. If you could be buried with anything to take with you in the afterlife, what would it be? Here is a list of celebrities and what they chose to take to the grave. Bela Lugosi, he was wearing his cape from Dracula. Bob Marley, a red Gibson Les Paul guitar and some weed. Andy Warhol, his interview in magazines plus a bottle of Estee Lauder perfume. Ronnie Van Zandt from Leonard Skinner, his favorite fishing pole and his go-to Texas Hatter's hat. Liz Taylor, her last love letter from ex-husband Richard Burton. Frank Sinatra took a flask of Jack Daniels with him. Tony Curtis put his iPhone, Stetson hat, driving gloves, 7 Splenda packets, and a Percocet tablet in the casket with him. Humphrey Bogart, a golden whistle. Yeah, that was his charm that he used to lure his wife, Lauren Bacall, and a nod to their movie, To Have and Have Not. Ronald Dahl, his prized snooker cues, and Leonard Bernstein. Leonard Bernstein took a copy of Alice in Wonderland, a baton, and a copy of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 5, which he conducted at Robert F. Kennedy's funeral. I don't think I'm taking anything with me. I think it's just me, and that's it. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. We're talking about the new Dracula play coming to the Racine Theater Guild tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, so be here for that. Plus, coming up next, it is... Who do we have next? We have Dan Marcus. I almost forgot. Dan Marcus at his wax museum. Then Kurt Ballman at 2. Chris Morrow coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. But right now, taking us to the top of the hour, Johnny Rivers, Secret Agent Man. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. All pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man.
ocean.